For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. This factory in Columbia is hard at work, making the product its owner developed more than two decades ago. Plastic practice baseballs similar to the familiar wiffle ball, the light plastic balls with holes in the sides. David Jones said the unusual business was started by accident when his youngest son started playing baseball.
My first son was more artistic and he didn't like baseball at all. And his bigger brother, my second son, would beat him up to throw him these balls before the game. So he said, I'm going to figure out a better way than this.
And my brother is very scientific, smart guy. He came up with a pitching machine to pitch the wiffle balls.
Brantley Jones, the impetus behind the invention, continued the story.
And it hooks to a leaf blower. It was actually a science project. And so that way he wouldn't have to pitch the baseballs to me every day. And it really improved my batting average. I was about 9 years old. You know, my brother was 11.
The family began manufacturing the pitching machines when Walmart became interested in selling them. Eventually, Brantley and his dad left the machines behind to specialize in making the practice balls, which they consider far superior to the balls they first used under the name Stereich 3.
And so we started getting calls for more balls, folks with the pitching machines, and then they would order dozens and dozens of them. A lot of the coaches picked it up, and they just really liked the way our ball performs. So they kept on doing that. So we came to Walmart and said, hey, look, we're getting all these orders for the balls. Maybe we should just sell the balls.
Stereich 3 uses about 2,300 pounds of plastic to crank out around 12,000 balls every day, which it sells mainly to Walmart. Each package contains mostly straight-flying balls, but also the original ball the Joneses developed, a curving ball to help batters handle a real pitcher's curve. David Jones said it came about through a lot of trial and error and duct tape to see how it flew.
It's the position of the holes and how many holes and the dimples and all those coming together to make it curve. I about threw my arm off back in those days, just throwing it and throwing it, you know, just tape it up and try this and try that. So in those years, we didn't have all the design software and all that we have now.
So it's got that ping, just like a baseball bat, you know?
Brantley Jones still plays with the balls today, although now it's with his own children, who know the quality of their father's product.
I was pitching to my son the other day, and I mixed in a ball from overseas. That's our competition. And he swung and he hit it, and it blew up in 1,000 pieces. And he said, Dad, that ball came from China, didn't it? I said, yeah, it did.
The Joneses are proud that more than half the plastic in Stereich 3 balls is recycled.
We have recycle programs with some other companies, the automotive companies and all around the state. We get their packaging plastics and regrind them and reprocess them and re-clean them to keep them out of the landfills to make balls out of it. It's a good, healthy recycle program.
The recycled plastic is carefully mixed to produce a durable ball that won't shatter. Jones revealed his stringent but simple method of quality control.
We put them in a freezer. And then we hit them with a 3-pound sledgehammer. That's our QC.
The Joneses consider theirs an American success story. They're always looking for ways to improve their process, but Brantley Jones said after more than 20 years of selling their products through nearly 4,000 Walmart stores, they must be doing something right.
Sounds like a baseball.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.